And welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show for this wonderful Monday. We start another week. Colin Dunlap alongside Jim Colony. Chris Mackey's off today. Producer Matty's back in the studio. Producer Matt, no rain last night, but it's a Monday. The sound, how does it sound? We're doing our sound check, our Monday sound check. Are we good?
It sounds good so far.
All right. Text me, 412-928-9370. Let me know how it is. Good morning to you, Jim. How is everything?
Everything's fine. How's my sound check? Am I okay?
Sound good, Jim.
I don't hear any echo. As of right now, we're doing good. Jim, I wanted to get to two things on the pre-show. The second of which, if we get to, we get to. The first of which, more important. I was running around and didn't have much time to tune into your award-winning show, but I saw things on Twitter and I saw things in other places. Now, you put the bat signal out. You put the call out for sort of a gym variety show. You wanted people to ask you questions not in the sports realm. What are some of the better questions that you got, or what are some of them that you couldn't get to, or what are some of them that you wished you had gotten?
I'd have to go back and look it up here. I didn't get that many because, you know, I mean, you were one of the few people that was listening, apparently. What the heck is going on here? Okay, let's get rid of that. Okay. No, I'm looking back at now Caboli put up this goofy photo of me and Steely McBeam.
I saw it, of you and McBeam. Yes.
Yeah, it was from a long time ago. Let's see. Now, somebody said bacon or sausage. I never got to that on the air.
All right, let's get to it.
Bacon or sausage. My answer was bacon, at home. But sometimes, you know, for example, and I don't know if they can do this yet, but one of the best breakfasts you can get is that breakfast buffet at Seven Springs. Mm-hmm. And so when I go there, a lot of times I get sausage. At home, we have bacon. So when I go out every once in a while, and I have to get a good look at it and you know, see if it looks okay. And then I might go sausage just to kind of mix it up. But typically bacon is actually the preferred choice of those two. How about you?
The preferred choice of meats. I like bacon. I really do. You know what's not so terrible is that already cooked bacon that you just kind of put in the microwave for like 10 seconds. Not bad. Yeah. That sort of instant bacon, you know, for like a BLT. And the other thing, it doesn't smell the whole house up. I'm okay with it smelling up for like an hour or so, but then you'll come in, you really get it when you go outside and you'll come home 5 hours later and you're like, oh my gosh. I like sausage patties. I'm really not a big sausage links guy. Is that weird?
No, it's not. Isn't it the same though? Doesn't it taste the same? I know what you mean though.
I like
there is a difference.
The texture, and I like the how it's formed. I like doing that. And I like sausage with, if I'm having something with syrup, I like sausage. If I'm having eggs, I like bacon.
Oh, that's, you know what? That's a good one. I take the sausage and drag it through the maple syrup. You're right about that. I do that. Because every once in a while, something that we really don't have pancakes at home, and I usually don't get them. But again, when you're presented with that buffet, where there are, how many tables do they have there? They're just full of all sorts of great stuff. It's really difficult. And we never have to eat lunch after that breakfast buffet. You just don't have to. And so I might get a waffle. They have waffles there. Those are really good. And then you put some maple syrup on it, and then you're right. You're right about that. I'll always kind of not dip the sausage in the syrup, but you want to run it through there.
No, I drag it right through. So I like sausage with something with syrup. If I'm having eggs, then I'll get the bacon, and I'll formulate some sort of sandwich out of that with my toast if I can, and do that maneuver. But pancakes or waffles, it's sausage. It's sausage for me.
Yeah, it's it's interesting you should talk about making a sandwich because I will do that. Like, for example, Linda has this probably isn't very good for us, but there's a shrimp recipe that involves cooking it in bacon grease, I guess. What you do is you cook the bacon, and then you have what's left in the pan, and you cook the shrimp in it with some other stuff. And then you have, you get a bunch of bacon because you had to cook bacon to make the stuff to put the shrimp in. And I love making a Like, you know how we have every once in a while, I know Declan likes this, when I have breakfast for dinner. And so we might have like a couple fried eggs, English muffin, and then you make a little sandwich and you take the leftover piece of bacon. Like you said, you just kind of throw it in the microwave for a couple seconds. And then I like putting the bacon on top of the egg, making like a bacon and egg sandwich.
Oh, there you go. Making bacon. Remember the old making bacon shirt?
Yes, I do remember that. Yeah.
Isn't there a team, a baseball team called the Making Bacon?
The Making, you know what? I don't know. If there is, there probably isn't any more, or at least not this year.
Yeah, not this year. Probably on hiatus. But, yeah, I believe there is a team, MACONBACON, the Making Bacon. If I'm not, I might be wrong about that.
Wasn't that Making Whoopee?
Yeah, they may have been the Making Whoopee in the past, and now they're the Making Bacon. Or maybe they're a different team. Maybe they're different. Wasn't the Making Whoopee a hockey team?
Maybe. I don't know. I'd have to do a Google search on that. I'm not up with my Making.
By the way, I put my caption up of the you and the Steely McBeam photo. Did you see it?
I did not.
It says Bill Cowher and Jim Colony, right?
Yes.
And then someone followed it up, and this is great. Our friend Josh Banks, he writes ... just after they got done running laps, which is a great show.
I don't think I've ever seen Steely McBeam run in that getup. All right, by the way, if you Google Making Bacon, you see their logo. It's like a strip of bacon swinging a bat with great intent.
The Making Bacon. Are they still a team? I mean, obviously not this year, but let's see if they are they an active team here.
Yeah, actually, it's like a Cape League. It says Making Bacon is a Georgia-based wood bat collegiate summer league. So the Coastal Plain League.
Now, the Making Whoopee is, in fact, a defunct hockey team. Okay, yes, from the CHL.
Do you know what they – by the way, do you know – it says – again, this is on Wikipedia, so sometimes you have to be careful of what's true and what's not. But just a little thumbnail sketch on the Making Bacon. It says that the ballpark, they play at Luther Williams Field. Then the mascot's name is Kevin Bacon.
That's pretty good. That's really good. Wow.
Yeah.
I like it. Now, I wonder if any Making Whoopee players made it to the NHL. Doesn't look like it. No, I don't think so. All right, second thing I wanted to get to. It really hit me when it was insanely hot over the weekend and I was sweating all over myself, how much I missed the porch tour. And I had a vivid memory. I don't know why. You know, maybe it was because I was so hot and I was kind of having like when you mirage. Right before you pass out, what's that called? Like,
I don't know. I think like a mirage in the desert where you see, think you see water.
Yeah, I was like having one of those, like standing out on my driveway the other day, of walking up the hill toward Jane Hirsch's house when you picked me up when I got a flat tire on the way to the porch tour, because I was so hot, sweating all over myself, and I was inches from passing out in my. In my salvation showed up in his chariot and the cruise missile. Could that day have been any weirder in terms of how it started and in just the way that it ended and how great it was?
I was going to say, my friend Ricky probably could have revived you. yeah, that was funny when that came up. The porch tour came up, and then, of course, right away, we get – various, and of course, well, actually, you know what? She wasn't at Jane's, right? She was at, I can't remember. How come I can't remember the guy's name? The guy in Shaler. But
she was at the first.
Yeah, those are fun. Somebody, I don't know. Somebody suggested like a virtual porch tour.
Not the same.
No, but it would be kind of goofy if, you know, you were at your house. Well, I mean, I'm at mine. You're at Chris's, Chris. And then we're all from different. I don't know. It's plus it's too hot to do that anyway right now.
I agree with you. I just remember though, my car. I got the flat tire on the ramp, right on 79, getting off of Mount Nebo Road, and I just didn't have time to change it. I wouldn't have had time to change it, and you were like right there, and we made it to the thing. And I just was all flummoxed and frazzled with the time.
Well, they also had construction on Mount Nebo Road. it was like backed up all the way to the interstate pretty much. And so I think we wondered if we were going to get there on time.
So I missed the porch tour this summer. I really barely made it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. We kind of do that already. You know what I mean? Like we're not at the station. And, you know, outside of trying to maintain social distance, we may as well do our show from someplace else because we're doing it from home. We could do it from anybody's home.
I know. I've tinkered with doing it on my front porch, the show, that is. Doing it on the front porch, except I just don't want my voice to echo and to wake up the neighbors. Like if it was a different time, like if our show was 10 to 2, or if we did the afternoon drive show or some other time, I would do it. But that's why I don't even open the window right here next to me, because I just don't want my voice to be carrying all through the neighborhood and whatever and then be that guy, you know. So that's the part that kind of – I'd love to change locales, but this is the place where the internet comes in the best. This is the place where the sound is absolutely the best because it's the shortest ceiling in the house, and that's that. But I'd love to do like Pomp does. And I had another person tell me the other day, they're like, I love Pomp's wind chimes. It just adds so much to the ambiance. Pomp could do his from the waste management garage with all the trucks in the background. And people be like, I love Pomp. He's great. He can do no wrong, that guy.
Yeah, that would sound like our spring training shows that we had back in the day, where the their waste management was right beyond the outfield, which you could tell. But I've done, you know, when we do those weekend shows, right, we do those from what? Like I did one 11 to 1 yesterday. So you could do that outside. But it's just been too hot the last couple weekends. So I had no – and then next weekend I'm doing the 7 to 9 a.m. So that's too early to do it outside. Because we have wind chimes and stuff and we have birds. And I love it when Pomp does that. For some reason I think it – I don't know. Who does it bug more, Ron or Joe?
Everything bugs Ron more, although he internalizes it better. He just stews and steams. Joe isn't bugged as much, but he verbalizes it more. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think I know what you're saying, yeah. Because that's what I'm envisioning, hearing Joe talk about it.
Yes, yes. I don't ever buy me anything for Christmas. I don't need anything for Christmas. Ever.
That was a real thoughtful gift. Don't you think?
When you got Ron beer and he told you never
free
to buy him
free
beer.
Free light.
Yes,
free
that
and
was
free
great.
Light.
I'll never
I don't
forget
drink
that
this stuff. Take
you,
it home.
You had a look on your face like you had the most puzzled look on your face I'd ever seen. You had tried to do something nice and were rebuked, rebuffed, told don't ever do something nice for me.
Don't get me anything ever.
Right. And I said, like I had that. To tell you, I distinctly remember my words. I go, Jim, you weren't the bad guy here.
No, I tried to do something nice. And I thought it was funny. I can't drink that. Take it home. Give it to your kids. I'm like, okay.
No. And then he followed up with, don't ever get me anything. I don't need anything.
Oh, man.
Oh man,
I should do
right.
it again. I should do it again some Christmas just for fun.
I'm actually a really good person in a really gruff exterior.
Oh man. Well, yeah, you'll be doing the show next week, and I'm off. I can't Friday at 10 Vapor Trail. I'm out of here.
Yeah.
In terms of just off the air. So
I was going to say, yeah, you're out of here, all right. But where are you going to go? I'm finally taking some time off in August, and we're trying to figure out. You know, just do something, go somewhere, but we can't find a place that makes any sense. It's safe.
Yeah. It's crazy. All right, lots to talk about. The five in the first hour. Zach Banner joins us 7:30. Jason Mackey at 9 to talk about maybe more than one team at PNC Park. There's a lot to it's actually a big sports news day. Lots going on. We get right to it. Good morning to you. It's a Fan Morning Show.